Welcome to Connecting Hearts. Connecting hearts of women to resources, information, and to one another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street and Newton. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Moving is a big decision. Selling or buying a home in any market, but especially today's, can raise a lot of questions. Hi, I'm Amy with Killingsworth Realty. My husband Todd and I serve the Coweta and local area. Our purpose at our first meeting is to learn your goals, answer questions, and provide resources so that you can make the best decision for you and your family. Find us online at killingsworthrealty.com or call 678-525-0047 to schedule a free consultation today to discuss your real estate needs. You don't have to do this alone.
This is Margie from Connecting Hearts Network. I'd like you to take just a moment and listen to Linda Kirkpatrick explain to you what Family Patterns Matters is all about.
Family Patterns Matter works with youth and their families to help overcome barriers that prevent their success. We meet twice a month with mentoring, tutoring, teaching life skills, resilience, gratitude, and kindness. We also bring music and art therapy. Please visit our website at www.familypatternsmatter.org.
Hello. I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited. We have just moved to this new company, and we are located at 560 Noonan Crossing Bypass in Noonan next to Art and Jake's, and we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies, and we also have some great products for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs.
Hi, I'm Holly Reese. I'm the founder of Warrior Defenders and a certified tactical self-defense instructor. And I specialize in women's self-defense. I teach technical drills for survival skills and education on self-defense tools and how to use them. My journey started in self-defense because I'm a domestic violence survivor. I'm here to empower women, to teach them how to be their own heroes, and to learn today to have a safer tomorrow. It's too easy,
I just kill it with. Hey guys, this is Dana with Happy Life Nutrition, located on 18 Perry Street, downtown Newman. Hours are 8 to 5, Tuesday through Friday. Come check us out. We will be serving up meal replacement shakes, calorie-burning teas, coffees, waffles. We have a kids menu and a workout menu. We do deliveries with a 5-drink minimum or $5 delivery charge if less. You can call ahead for your order. Free Wi-Fi, quiet atmosphere for business meetings or get-togethers. Our number at Happy Life Nutrition is 770-683-5172. Can't wait to see you.
Hi, this is Margie Conway with Creative Heart Studios, and this is our Connecting Hearts Network show this morning. We're real excited because T-Talks launched last week. We had my Her Journey group on there. I thought it was an excellent show. If you know any woman, I've told you before, I think this program is good for every woman because it teaches us our value and how to set good boundaries and have healthy relationships. But especially if you've known any that's been through domestic violence or abuse, please look up our T-Talk and have them listen to it, because several of the people who are in there have given their experience and their little testimony of how it's helping them. And so I've heard good feedback from them about doing it. This week we're going to have Amy Killingsworth and some others on T-Talk, so we're excited about that. But let's head into today's show. We have Casey Lee Harper. She is one of our local State Farm insurance agents, and she has been spreading sunshine all over town, like I told her a while ago, and we're glad to have you with us today.
Thank you.
We are watching social media, and like we were talking about, they've changed a lot, so it's really hard to keep on top of it, but watching you on social media, you are interacting with the community a lot, and you're out there trying to give good messages to help people, you know, secure their legacies and their family. I don't know why I started to say foundation, but anyway, we know insurance is good, and we know State Farm's good because my husband has had it for 42 years, and before him, my grandmother did, so I guess I've always had it. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Casey Lee. I am 25 years old, one of the youngest State Farm agents out there. I started in insurance when I was just 16 years old. I knew I wanted to work. I didn't want to go to school, so I just signed up for the work-based learning program, and I signed up without a job. And so I kind of frantic and I was like, no, I really want to do this. So my dad connected with somebody he worked with at the sheriff's department, and his wife owned an insurance agency. So I started at Williams Insurance when I was just 16 years old. Obviously, I couldn't have my license. So I just greeted customers, answered the phones, and took payments and kind of filed stuff away. Mm-hmm. And that kind of like, I stuck there. I'm like one of those that I'm not going to just change a job just to change a job. I get comfortable. Good. And so I stayed there for the rest of high school. And then when I was getting ready to leave, I was about to sign up for college. And my mom reached out to her State Farm agent at the time and was like, hey, what classes does she need, you know, to pursue her career in insurance? Maybe one day she wants to open an agency. You know, we're not really sure. We're kind of just getting our feel out. And they transferred my mom to Stephanie Fagerstrom's office on Hospital Road. And that's actually where I took over. And he was like, hey, you know, she has somebody that works for her that just finished college and getting a degree. You really should chat with them. And so Stephanie answered the phone because Joanna was busy. And so when Stephanie answered, she was like, oh, is she interested in a job? I'm actually hiring. And my mom was like, well, you know, not really sure. Let me talk to her. And so she was like, well, let me know because I'm hiring and I'm definitely interested in meeting with her. And then I had an interview. Wow. And I was like, okay, well, nervous. So I took the day off from my other job and I only worked part time there. Mm-hmm. And I took the day off. I was graduated, you know, and met with her. And I was like, okay, well, I can definitely advance in this type of career,
right,
you know, with her. And so I was like, I'll take the job. And so she's like, okay, well, I can help you write out your 2 weeks notice if you want me to. And I'm like, I don't think I'm ready for that just yet. We'll have my dad help me with that. And so, anyways, so when I turned in my 2 week notice, like I'm telling you, I was attached. I loved Robin. She's no longer here with us. She had cancer. Mm. And, I'm telling you, I cried.
I bet.
It was the hardest thing I ever had to do, but you know, it was a life lesson. You know, you got to do what you got to do, you know, to further advance yourself. Right. And so worked for Stephanie for 6 years. She took a leadership promotion with State Farm. She's a sales leader in the Dublin territory. And I applied for agency and bombed my interview. I'm telling you, that interview was awful. And it was supposed to, and I'm very thankful because it was supposed to be on video,
right,
and the video wasn't working that way. So I was like, thank you, Jesus. And they still did the interview. And so I interviewed, I had this big poster board. I was ready. I could use my notes. It was the worst interview ever. Worst interview ever. I mean, I don't think our vice president was very impressed. And I will tell you, like, you have to have financial backing when you start a business. Everybody right. knows that. I didn't have that. And so my sales leader called me one morning and he was like, he was asking me questions and he was like, are you sure you're ready for this? And I'm like, well, I don't know. But I'm okay with being uncomfortable for a little bit, you know? And, he was like, okay, well, I would like to extend the offer to you. And at first, like, I was like, what? Can you say that again? You said what? And, he was like, yeah, I think you would make a great State Farm agent, and I would like to see you pursue that career. He's like, do you accept my offer? I was like, well, yeah. I think so. You know, I was like, I think so. But, and then we went through 6 months of internship, and I had 3 days to renovate my office because
I've read that.
How it was, it just wasn't me, right, and I wanted that office to reflect me.
Right.
Didn't have much money to do it, so my family, I had friends from Alabama come in, you know, my husband's grandparents, his grandparents from the mountains, like everybody was there to help. Everybody came in and helped, and we got it done in 3 days. The craziest awesome. Thing. And so we renovated, and then August 1st was a Sunday, so we were moving all the furniture in, putting the desk together, getting everything ready to go. Monday I opened, the phones and computers didn't work.
Oh, well,
so
that's typical.
We had to make do with what we had. So we had a list of our customers. Everybody was coming by trying to figure out, okay, who's my agent? You know, right, what's the phone number? This, that, and the other. Because I split the book of business with my dear friend, Casey. And so we were just going off of our list. Thankfully, she had her computer, so she was able to help me out some. But we were just making do with what we had. We had a great time. You know, my team got to know each other. I got to keep Taylor from Stephanie Fagerstrom's agency. We're dear friends. And at first, like when we first met, like our personalities didn't like collide, but she has really grown to be like a big sister to me. Like she's the person I can turn to and like she'll tell me if I'm right or wrong. You know, and I need that kind of person in my life because I'll make myself feel guilty for a situation that maybe I don't need to feel guilty for.
Right.
And so she's like, no, like, you really did the right thing, you know. So I'm thankful to have her. And then I have Kelsey, which when I got my agency, I begged her to quit her job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, please, come on, you'll do great. And she's like, but I'm taking a pay cut. I don't feel comfortable. I'm comfortable where I'm at. Get her to switch. Come November, she was ready.
Good.
So, and she was actually in my wedding, and she's a good friend of mine. And it's so funny. We joke all the time because we're like, I can't believe, like, she's actually working with me. And because we went through a period where we just weren't really good friends.
Right.
You know, we had a hard time. And then, like, we reconnected, and here we are. And now I'm in her wedding next month. And so,
good friends.
And then I have Kaylin. I grew up with her husband and her mother-in-law, which is, you know, Melanie. Love her to death. Connected her with me. So my mom always jokes, Kelsey's my little devil on my shoulder, and Kaylin's my little angel.
We all need a little bit of both,
I think. So I have
Kelsey,
Kaylin, and Taylor, and they're amazing, and I'm thankful to have them.
Well, that's very good. Now I'm going to make an observation that there was no need to feel nervous whatsoever.
No, not at all. I'm actually thankful. And the thing is, like, I jump in, and, like, I'm not one of those that are kind of, like, absent. I may struggle in the mornings because I'm not a good morning person, but I'm at the office. And, you know, I don't know. We just work so collaboratively together. Like, I feel like I'm one of them. Like, I don't say they work for me. We work together. They work with me.
That's a key in a lot of success is you need to be a team and not just work independently.
When they call me their boss, I'm like, no, don't call me that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not your boss.
We're
a family.
And I've been in a position of being the boss a couple of times, and I prefer to call it leadership, and let's just do this together because, you know, it is family. Mm-hmm. I noticed a few things when you were talking about that. First of all, I am going to remark that, you know, I love college education, and I struggled to get mine because I did start a family young. So when my kids were coming up, I'm like, you're going to go. You have to go. And I learned kind of the hard way that, no, it's not for everybody.
It's
everybody
not.
Does not have to go. One of my daughter's friends went through changing her major 6 times and was in there like 7 years and, you know, is not doing any of that at this point. And then my daughter, she, you know, I talk about her all the time. She went to school all the way through her senior year for special education, and now she is a wedding and events coordinator, which I guess she uses some of those skills with her clients. But all that money did not go towards this job. And my son is an artist in Atlanta, and he went to college because he wasn't going to let his sister beat him, but he was there like 3 months, and he called me up, and he's, Mom, it's either go to school or afford my apartment, and I'd rather have my apartment right now. So he stopped. And the good thing about that is now he's lectured in 9 different colleges and participated at MIT. So it's not necessarily for everyone. You can find jobs that are good jobs and quality jobs and jobs we need, but you need to follow your heart and have a career desire, have an outline of what you want to do, and it looks like you followed that well. The other thing I'm going to bring up is it's very family oriented.
Yes.
You are extremely family oriented.
Yes. Yeah,
family oriented business. That.
Absolutely. Family first.
Family first. That is a good one. We do need a lot more of that. And the second one, you were thinking you bombed that. It's probably a lot of fortitude, and the fact that you just picked it up and kept on going and didn't stop in the middle of it is probably a lot of what helped land you that contract.
Yeah.
So that is good. Like I said, I watched you on social media going back and forth, and you've been in and out of Happy Life talking to Dana, and anybody that mentions Casey Lee is always happy after you left. I mean, they really are. So it's you're leaving that behind. You're leaving this little trail of sunshine wherever you go, so that's good. When you talk about your business, you are a State Farm agent. You own the agency that you're with. I know Stephanie was our agent for a while after we transferred from someone else, and so I've been to that office, and I do see you made it your own. You need to leave your mark. So if you want to leave a mark on something, Casey Lee, what would you say is the main thing you want people to know about you?
Well, my main thing is I am the type, like, if you're blessed, be a blessing. So it's not about the money, it's not about the you know, the policies. It's not about the more the merrier. It's about just helping people and making sure they're covered properly and making sure they know that they're not just another number to me. They are my family.
Right.
Like, you know, like, you can contact me any time of the day, whether it's you just need somebody to talk to, or you have a question about your account, it doesn't matter to me, because I feel like, to me, it's about making friends along the way, mm-hmm. and, you know, and connecting with people and just making sure they know that they're loved, because not everybody feels that every day.
You're right. You're big on that. And I think you're succeeding in what you're setting out to do, from what I hear from people. Tell us a little bit about insurance. All right. I mentioned that I've used a lot of insurance lately. Thankfully, none of them was life insurance. But after the husband wrecked the car, we might could have come close. So in the last month, I've had to use, I love my husband, and I did tell, you know, I worked for preachers for a very long time, and you know, preachers are notorious for getting up in the pulpit and throwing their wife under the bus, and they're notorious for that, and I've seen all these guys all these years do that, and I told one of them the other week, I said, now that I'm on the radio, it's like almost every time I have something to say about Ricky, he just has to get in there somewhere, and he gets thrown under the bus, but he usually listens, and he's okay with that, because apparently I don't do it too bad, so anyway, he wrecked my car, and I had to use my State Farm insurance to get another car. And I was feeling a little depressed because I smashed my glasses. I stepped on them. They ended up on the floor in the middle of the night. That's another Ricky story. We'll talk about that later. I stepped on them and broke them, so I can't see right now too good, y'all. Although if you see me driving that little Mini, I do have driving glasses I can see out of. And then I smashed my phone, and luckily I had insurance that covered the vision and the glasses and the phone and the car. Otherwise, I don't know where I would be on any of it. So talk a little bit about what you think is the most necessary insurance and what we need to start off with.
So I tell people when I meet with them all the time to review their policies or to even quote them, you need an umbrella and you need life insurance, because it's 2022 and people are either passing away, which is unfortunate, or they're suing somebody. And so I tell people all the time, like, those are the two most important policies that you can absolutely have. And so me and my friend Kristen, and it's so funny because we have a big age difference, and she says I keep her young, but I love her to death. And she said, but I don't understand why I need an umbrella. And I joked with her. I said, because we are in Georgia. It does rain a lot.
Right.
And so, yeah. And so the other day I called her while it was raining. I was on the way to go somewhere. And I said, by the way, you got that umbrella yet? It is raining outside. And so, but I think everything that you have insured is so important. You work hard for your house. That's your biggest asset. Your
right.
paycheck is your biggest asset. So why let those stand out and be at stake, you know, when you don't have to? And I tell people all the time, you know, you'll either pay for it now or you'll pay for it later. So why not pay for it in increments and let
True.
Insurance take care of it, you know, when something does happen, you know?
True.
And I tell people, like, with the life insurance, it's the only policy we have that I can guarantee you will use one day, and your family will be very thankful for that you have a plan in place.
Right.
And, you know, like, I mean, I know I sound like brutally honest when I say that, but
it's true. It's we have to face those things. Yeah.
Yeah, every
happens.
Day, you know, yeah. thankfully I know where I'm going to go one day, but every day we are closer to that day.
Right.
And so you just need to plan. That's why it's called an insurance plan. You know, it's not, I mean, yes, it's a product, it's a policy, but it is a plan. You're planning for your future. And one of my hashtags on social media is we don't predict, we protect, we don't predict. So,
right.
You know, I can tell you that this could happen, but it couldn't.
Right.
But what if it does? You yeah. don't want to drain your banking account.
Oh, that's true.
So,
like my car.
Yep.
Yeah.
So everything's important that we have to offer. It's just sitting down and hearing us out and knowing, like, you have a person that's not just trying to sell you something you don't need. I'm educating you and helping you make the best educated purchase that you can.
And this, I'm thinking back to last week's show when we had Olga here, who's a Tana Doodle, and she was talking about advanced directives and being an advocate for yourself. Insurance is the same way. You have to be an advocate for yourself. And when you're talking about life insurance, I've had some family pass without it, and it was a struggle to take care of their needs. And then, of course, I've had family that passed with it, and it did make it much easier on all of us. And it's something we don't like to talk about, but it does need to be out there and taken care of. And I'm always the one who wants to rip the Band-Aid off and get it took care of, because if I know what's coming, I can deal with it.
It's the most important yeah. bill that you can absolutely have.
That's true. And like I said, we've been with State Farm for years. My stepson is actually now, he just inherited a house from his grandmother, and it had a claim going on it, and he's actually dealing with State Farm in LaGrange to get his house repaired, because he never expected... He knew one day his grandmother would pass, and thankfully she had everything lined up for him. Yeah. But he didn't expect to be 32 inheriting a house that was in the middle of a damage claim that half of it's unusable while they fix it. Mm-hmm. And so he's having to go through the insurance to get that done. And he called the other day. He said, they sent a bill. He said, the bill was $24,000. How am I going to pay it? Well, he was just looking at, he got the estimate that it was $24,000. He wasn't realizing insurance is covering every penny of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to come out of pocket. Customer, she's precious. And she's actually a friend of mine, too. For the longest of time, she didn't have insurance on her house. And when she, I finally was like, look, it gives you a discount on your car.
Yes.
You know, you need to insure that house. That is a paid for house. Mm-hmm. And that's one of your biggest assets. And when I went out there, because she did have a claim, I said, I cannot believe you didn't insure this house for as long as you did. Your house is beautiful. Why wouldn't you? And but she's precious, and you know, you definitely need to have an agent that advocates for you and that can help you along the process. I think that's important as well. So
We all know State Farm has car insurance, and we all know they have home insurance and stuff, and you bundle them, even though it's not the commercial that says bundle. You bundle them, you get discounts, because of course we've done that for years. But I was looking, I've noticed some of your posts because I do read them. You were talking about, matter of fact, I think it was Ryan was asking about health, and you said no, you have supplemental policies and disability. We're doing disability insurance too, because Ricky had his knees operated on, so we're just all over the place thankful for insurance. You want to tell us a little bit about those? Because that's, is that something they've had a long time, or?
Well, as long as I've been with State Farm, they've had it. We have short-term and long-term disability. Again, I tell people you want insurance to pay for as much as possible. Right. So yes, there's a waiting period, but they say you should have at least 2 months of your income put away. But of course, a lot of people do live paycheck to paycheck. And I mean, honestly, I'm one of those people. Mm-hmm. And so if something were to happen to you, I mean, where are you going to get your money? You know, so pay a small amount monthly for something that could be a long-term effect on you financially. And so I think it's important to have a plan in place to replace your income in the event that you do become disabled. And like I said, we have short-term and long-term. And one cool thing, I do want to bring back up the life insurance. One cool thing on our life insurance, there's riders on there. It's waiver premium for disability. And so if you do become disabled and you can't pay your life insurance bill, State Farm pays it for you.
And that's cool, because honestly, our disability and things was through Ricky's job, but they did have that rider on there too. So actually, even though he's getting short-term disability, since they're covering the health insurance and everything for us, he's bringing home more money.
Yeah.
So it does work out well to have those riders and things on there.
Mm-hmm. It's great to have those plans at work, but if you were to leave your job or retire, Lord forbid, get fired, whatever it may be, nine times out of 10, you lose those benefits. So it's important to have something. You don't have to have this major plan outside of work, but have something along the side that you have control over. You know, we all want to think we can trust our employer and everything. At the end of the day, they can just rip those benefits from you just because they're cutting budgets, you know?
Right.
You just never know. And so I think it's so important to have something outside of work, especially on an eligibility standpoint, because, you know, let's say you do have to quit your job because you fall ill. Okay, you lose your life insurance, but now you can't get it.
Right.
What, you know.
I agree. You're completely right about that we need to do that.
I'm very passionate about that because, you know, one, with my mom being ill, she can't get life insurance. Thankfully, she has life insurance, but now she can't get any additional until she's like 5 or 10 years past what she's going through.
Right.
You know, I have a niece with Down syndrome. She'll never be able to get life insurance. So, I mean, there's just different things to look at, you know, and I think it becomes more real when it personally affects you. And I think that's why I am so passionate about the products that we have, is because I've lived it.
Oh, and that makes a huge difference. When we've had to live it and we have experience with it, that does make it so much more real to you.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was little, my granddaddy, he had a life insurance policy on everybody. And every time the baby was born, he'd go get a life insurance policy. And I remember
grandparents
going on at him
to
about
do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had life insurance policies on all of us. And, you know, that was a long time ago since I was a baby, so I don't have any clue whatever happened to that. But I do remember him sitting me down as a child and saying, here, I have this and that. And I think the one he had even had a college thing attached to it or something. I don't remember. But it is important. It's important, you know, for for your own peace of mind. But if most of us, you know, our families are first, we've said that already. And so even though we don't want to think about it for ourselves, if you're truly thinking about your family, you're going to take care of things like this so they don't have to deal with it later.
Absolutely. Yeah. And my husband, his parents, and bless his heart, he's like, well, if you're going to do life insurance on me, you're paying for it because I'm scared that that's going to make me die or whatever, you know, like that is a jinx or something. And I'm like, no, like, if you pass away, like, I want to be able to keep our house, you know, I can't pay for that, obviously, you know, by myself, and vice versa. If something happened to me, like, I want you to be able to stay in our house, you know, not have to go back home to mom and dad. I mean, they would welcome him back with, you know, open arms. But, you know, I think it's important to have, you know, give your family time to grieve your loss. It's not going to be easy to just go back to work, you know, after your wife or husband passes away. And, you know, to say again on the children aspect, you know, we can do life insurance as young as 15 days old on children. Okay. And so my thing is I think it's important to do it on your children. We have 10, 15, 20 pay plans that'll be paid in full, you know, at that point, and they build cash value. But I think it's important to do because, you know, at 15 days old, you hope your baby's healthy, you know, you can get it and it's issued like immediately. And then what if they do like end up with something, you know, and then they can't get life insurance? Well, thank goodness you were prepared and you were able to take something out when they were 15 days old. It's not that you're banking on them passing away. Of course not, but it starts to build cash value from day one. They're eligible, so they will be able to keep that policy for the rest of their life. And on those policies, they can increase it up to 5 times. So,
Well, and that, like you said, is protection. It's not prediction. So you're not saying, I mean, first of all, we're all going to die. You know, and unless the Lord comes back, we're all going to die.
Exactly.
That's just what happens. But it is protection against the other things in life, between the home and the cars and everything else we have, that you look at this. And like I said, I'd rather be one that knows what's coming and have things lined up. My husband's often saying that I will be much better off financially with him passed than I am with him alive. I said, I'd rather keep him right now, but knowing that, you know, like you said, he could,
it gives you a peace of mind.
He could move with his parents. I have kids that, one will let me move in. The other one said they'll hire a really good care for me. So,
Well, my goal is to buy a big plot of land, 50 to 100 acres. I want my house in the middle of it. And then once my parents and his parents get older, let them build like a smaller house so we can take care of them, but they're out of sight, out of mind.
My son-in-law and my daughter are actually doing something like that now. They're building down the street from where his parents live, and they already have a section that they're planning on us building and moving into as we progress through our ages. So, it's very important.
Absolutely.
So if you are caring for your family, then you should really be looking out for your family financially and talking about insurance.
Absolutely.
Tell them how they can reach you, because we're almost at closing time. And I can tell you now that we have a lot more to talk about, because I want to talk to her about her community involvement and things that she gets into. So you will be hearing from her again. But right now, tell us how they can get a hold of you if they have questions about today.
So I am on Facebook, and you can look me up by doing the little at symbol, your local good neighbor, or Casey Lee Harper, State Farm agent. Or you can reach me at 678-552-4758. And I'm located at 28 Hospital Road, right across from the library.
All right. So thank you for coming today.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. We're going to circulate this all over the place. But like I said, we have more to talk to Casey Lee about, and you will be hearing about those things. We have a tea talk coming up Saturday at 10. You're going to try the infusion thing again and see if we can all get that going. So I don't know if I'm having an immunity infusion or a fat burner one or a fountain of youth, but you know, something's going to be different when I come in here next week. So we thank you for listening today. You can still go open those doors on Perry Street and yell in and see, but this afternoon Dana is going to be closed. But I also start saying, if that mini red and black mini's out here, if it's near, what did I say? If the mini's here, Margie's near, because there's not too many of them around here, and I like being different and standing out in the crowd. So come find us, and we'll be glad to talk to you about anything you've listened to. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Connecting Hearts of Women to Resources, Information, and to One Another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street, here in Noonan. 404-528-8461. Until next time, have a wonderful day.